Friends, we all have our favorite stories, we have our favorite movies, favorite hobbies, and we all have our favorite Bible passages. Perhaps your favorite passage is the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, or perhaps it's of the nativity scene itself. Maybe you like to quietly reflect on the 23rd Psalm, or read about the early church as it's found in Paul's letters. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the book of Job, which perhaps puts me in a minority. It's a challenging piece of scripture, dealing with some of life's most difficult questions. In the story, we find heartbreak, frustration, questions, answers, and more questions. It is a story that is full of drama. In the excerpt that Suzanne read for us this morning, it comes near the end of the book of Job. Job has lost everything, and he has spent the preceding chapters arguing with his friends about why he has been punished and why he is suffering. As part of this debate, Job has asked questions of God. Questions which, until this point in the story, have gone unanswered. And our reading this morning introduces us to God's responses to Job. We read that God answered Job out of the storm, and a better translation of that is that God answered Job out of the whirlwind. And that his first words to Job are, and this is from the New Revised Standard Version that I'm quoting from, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" I like that line. Just leave it there, buddy. I like that line a lot. How often have we spoken without thinking first? This line is God politely telling Job that Job has just put his foot in his mouth. God's response to Job, really, it's awesome in its magnitude. Even if God does not directly answer Job's questions. You'll notice that in what we read this morning. There's no answer to a direct question, isn't there? Is there? Instead, there are only more questions that are put to Job. What God's response reminds us of is that we often think of ourselves and our own immediate concerns. But God, on the other hand, God is concerned about and God thinks about the whole universe. It is a reminder for us to think of more than just ourselves. Of course, we do this through prayer, through service, and through time spent with one another. The story of Job, really, it reminds us and demonstrates to us how narrow Job's worldview was and how much it is expanded in this story, so that Job is able to see the cosmic vision of God. And this is what happens when we learn about God. Our worldview is expanded. When we study God's word found in Scripture, and when we pray with God, our understanding is expanded. Job's worldview is expanded because he has the audacity to challenge and to question God. And God's response to Job is to question him and challenge him back. "Where were you when? Who do you think created all of this?" However, it is those questions which provide Job with the required insight to see God's vision, to understand that God's plan for creation is so much larger than we can possibly understand. Of course, one of the first places that many of us have to have the opportunity to learn about God, to ask questions about God, is in the safety and in the comfort of the Sunday school classroom. That classroom, that time, that space, that place is a safe haven for our children. And so in appreciation of the learning that they have done, and for the questions that they have asked, we have something for the kids. And so I'm going to invite Ruth Kerr, our Sunday school teacher, to come forward. And kids, I'm going to ask you, we're going to take a tea. We're going to take tea on our drawing right now. We're going to take tea, okay? And we're going to come back and do it. All right? And so we've got some certificates here. I'm going to give these to Ruth. And Braden, who is one of our young people who helps, is coming up to help her. And we've got some certificates for our young people that we're going to give to them. So we listen for your name. Listen for your name.
We are grateful at St. Andrews that we can continue to run a viable nursery and church school program. These are significant signs of a vital and healthy church. And it feels like old home week with Ben and Brandon and Jordan here. It's so good to see you guys. I talked to all of you too. The certificates this year for church school participation go to the following learners. And Brandon will hand them out. So first is Dylan Aquilina. And Dylan, you see.
We'll see Brandon. He's got a piece of paper, a certificate for it. All right.
There are gifts that you'll get, but they're for the barbecue. Our minister did not want us having frisbees in the sanctuary.
Maybe if they were dirt, I'd be okay with it.
Hudson Baxter.
Hudson
might be in the nursery.
He might be in the nursery.
Coming with his mom?
Okay. Oh, he's coming. Yeah.
He's coming, okay.
They can hear us in there.
Charlie Devlin.
There's Charlie.
Gracie Devlin. Ethan Ellis. And Logan Ellis. Cassidy Hogan Dam just started Sunday school, but he can't be here today. He's at a family reunion. Ella Kerr. Jonah Kurt, Olivia Kurt, Julia Redwood, and Rachel Redwood. Rachel served as an assistant too. Also, we would like to express our appreciation to the following youth. Becky Janenga, who's helped out in both nursery and Sunday school. Allison Robertson, who's been wonderful help when she's here. I think she's working today. Jacqueline McDougall. Is Jacqueline here? I know Jacqueline is embarrassing. Thank you, Jacqueline. And to Grace Janenga for her help in clinic school. And all of us, I think, should come and all you young people, thank Braden Saunders. He's been with us each Sunday. He's been wonderful. We love you. I want to also say thank you to all of you who put the barbecue together, it's a big job, and it just seems to happen, so I appreciate that. I know I didn't have any part in that. So Ross Robertson and all your crew, thank you very much. And one important reminder that our youth are running a fun summer program downstairs each Sunday morning throughout the summer. Nursery continues as well. It is available, so please make use of this resource anytime you want to come to worship on Sunday morning. Thank you.
I'm going to ask Ruth if she can just stay right there. I'm going to ask Mary to come out of the nursery. I know that you can hear me, Mary, so come on out. I know Leanne's in there, and she can cover for you for a few minutes. Should see that door open in a minute. I don't know about you, but I can think back to when I was in Sunday school, and I can think back to the stories of being in Mr. Bell's class, or when Jim Lee was my youth leader, and all of the stories that come out of that. And initially, the stories that get told and shared, it's usually the ones that begin with a little bit of mischief, of the things we got up to in that class at first. But then later, we come and we realize the faith formation that happened in that early period of Sunday school. And so we couldn't have a Sunday school without teachers who are willing to be down there and to teach our young people. And so I want to sincerely thank Ruth for being there each week, and for Mary for being in the nursery each week. I don't know if she's coming or not. Maybe there might have been a diaper change going on. I don't know. But so I want to thank both Ruth and Mary. This is kind of their second go at it. They taught Sunday school and were in the nursery when their kids were there, and now they're there when their grandkids are there. So we are really blessed here at St. Andrews to have these two women who are looking after and helping us fulfill our baptismal vows in raising our children and learning the stories that are found in Scripture. So my profound thanks to both of you. We're coming off team, so you can go back to your drawing. Okay, I'm going to say a few more words, and then I want to see what you've come up with. So, it is good that we're able to provide such a nursery and a program for our young people. In both readings that we had this morning, the reading from Job and the Gospel reading from Mark, we have a storm that appears. For Job, it's really the storm is his life events that have unfolded throughout that book, and then the voice of God in the whirlwind. And in Mark's lesson, the disciples are panicking during a storm while Jesus is asleep in the stern of the boat. In Job's story, God answers Job in the form of more questions, questions that provide understanding. And in Mark's gospel, Jesus quiets the storm. In the midst of the storms of life, we look to God and we look to Jesus. And there we find comfort. And we also look to those individuals in our lives who have answered those questions. Those who have modeled what a disciple of Christ is like. Be that us as parents, as grandparents, Sunday school teachers. We model what it means to be a disciple of Christ to our young people. And we can never forget how important that modeling is. So may each of us hold tightly to the promises that we make during baptism. A promise that we made this very morning. May we always challenge one another. May we always encourage one another to grow in our faith, to not be afraid to ask questions, and always to trust in the grace, love, and mercy of God. That through those questions, though they may bring more questions, they will also bring answers. Amen.